Healing yourself emotionally. Emotional healing in the Bible. 1. Talk to God about your pain. Be honest about how you feel. Tell him about your sadness, anger, or fears. He cares about you and wants to help. Scripture, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. 1 Peter 5-7. 2. Forgive and let go of grudges. Let go of past hurt and anger from others. Forgive them. It's easy said than done, but think about it this way. God forgives you. Scripture, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Colossians 3:13. 3. Trust in God's plan. Always try to trust God's plan for your life, even if things are hard. Scripture, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. 4. Let God's peace calm you. Ask God for peace. His peace can help calm your heart and mind, even in difficult times. Scripture, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6-7. 5. Focus on God's truth. When negative thoughts or fears come, replace them with the word of God. His promises are reliable and bring healing. Scripture, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2-2. 6. Give yourself time. Healing takes time. Be patient with yourself and God. Scripture, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 147:3. 7. Ask for help. Don't go through the pain alone. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Ask trusted friends, family, a church, etc., to pray and support you. Scripture, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6:2. 8. Rest in God's love. Always remember that God loves you deeply. No matter what, his love will bring comfort and healing wherever you are in life. Scripture, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities nor powers, nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing, shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:38-39. God bless.